You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 207, Energy, Polarity, and Vortexes, Part 3. Thank you for tuning in. Today, we will pick up where we left off in Part 2 on Energy, Polarity, and Vortexes. Thank you for your patience. Now, I want to share with you what Spirit has taught me about this subject and how it relates to the human experience. To begin, I want to introduce you to what Spirit calls the Trinity, not the one you may have learned about in the church, but the one that represents who we are or what we're made up of in the human form. In the Law of One, Ra calls humans a mind-body-spirit complex, and this is the Trinity that Spirit is talking about. We are told that animals, which are second dimensional life forms, are body spirit complexes. So humans being third dimensional are mind body spirit complexes. I need you to really stick with me on this because I'm going to share a lot of information with you and I need you to follow along closely. Spirit says that there are three aspects that make us who we are and that we must unite them and bring them together in harmony. They say that this is the human trinity. They also tell us that our DNA has been manipulated and that this manipulation was done thousands of years ago. And this is another subject for another time, but through this genetic manipulation, there was an attempt to remove our divine consciousness, but it could not be done completely. So humans' DNA was spliced in a sense, and 10 out of 12 strands were deactivated. So humans would only have two active strands of DNA, but we still have our butterfly DNA. That's what Spirit calls the other 10 strands. And we must now consciously reactivate them. And we have the power to do that. Spirit says that because of the genetic tinkering, humans have been made into intelligent animals because the beings that manipulated our DNA wanted intelligent beasts of burden. They needed slaves. So this is what they did to bring us as close to a beast as possible, to only allow two strands of DNA to remain active. This would invoke an intelligence that is just a wee bit higher than your average beast. The manipulation was done so that when a human was born into this world, they would be no more than a beast in human form. And this way, we would make very good slaves because we would have the ability to problem solve if necessary. But our consciousness would be separated from the divine just enough that we could easily be manipulated and led astray. We would have no clue that we were divine beings of light that are having an earthly experience. That would not be taught to us and it would not be a part of our consciousness. In fact, we would be taught just the opposite. So, as a beast in human form, just as they speak of in the Bible in Revelation, we would make good slaves. But what we also would make is a good vessel for darkness to move through because of the void that was created when the DNA was deactivated, creating an opening. This separation from divine consciousness would cause us to always seek divine energy within our lives. And because we would be completely unaware that we are the divine in human form, we would be manipulated and taught to pray to gods that were the creations of the demonic mind that enslaved us. Now, this is very deep, and I know it may not feel very good for those of you that have strong religious beliefs, but it is the truth. And I encourage you to continue to listen because you will learn something that will help to free you. Now, this is what Spirit is telling me, and now I'm telling you. This may not be easy to accept, but you must listen and allow this information to be heard. Don't be too quick to refute what I'm saying. Simply listen and allow your inner guidance to speak to you and guide you. The only thing that would be active within us after the 10 strands of DNA were deactivated would be a consciousness of survival. Humans would remain on a level that would only allow us to focus on survival. So this is the first two chakras, the root chakra and the belly chakra. These are the only ones that would be activated within most humans. And today, this is true because most are on such low levels of consciousness due to the manipulation. The solar plexus would only be activated within those who were chosen to rule over us, such as politicians, scientists, doctors, etc., because the solar plexus is the seat of power. And these people will be trained to rule over the masses. They will be given the mind of the beast who is ruling over humanity. So they would be the ones who would be trained through higher education to be the overseers, if you will, of the slaves. So these people would be in positions of power, but they would still have others that were over them. The overseers are the ones that you see, but the true power is always unseen. And this is true for everything. The unseen is always more powerful than the seen. Even the beast that rule over the people has a greater beast that rules over them. So we as humans were never supposed to awaken and begin to take our power back, which is coming into activation now. This is why we are in the awakening. Our solar plexus has been activated and the heart chakra of many has also been activated. So as we learn to balance our inner power, we manifest less power struggles in our lives and we have more harmony. Then when the heart chakra is activated, and this can be done more easily, of course, when there's more harmony in your life, this begins the spiritual awakening on our planet. The heart chakra must be activated. Now, they never intended for this to happen. And so this is why you see an attempt to regain power over the masses at this time. The programming and conditioning are starting to wear off. So you see, nature is more powerful than genetic manipulation. They could not remove the divine consciousness from us completely because we are the divine. And our other strands of DNA that were deactivated are now beginning to awaken. And this is why they want to test everyone, not for a virus, but to see how far along you are in being activated in your DNA. They want to see how many strands are active in the people. Because as one person becomes activated, then we automatically activate one another. And this is what is happening on the planet today. And the vaccine that was so quickly being spoken of was to genetically alter your DNA so that it would not continue to be awakened. So it was based on an RNA sequence, and that would deactivate and reprogram your DNA so that you would not awaken. So I encourage you not to take any of those things. Because once you are activated, they know there's no stopping your power. You will naturally begin to heal spontaneously. You will regain your memory, and no demon will be powerful enough to stop you. This is what they fear more than anything. And the rest is all an illusion. They fear you awakening because they will lose their slaves and their source of food because they feed off of humans literally in every sense. Now let's continue with the Trinity. Speer says that the consciousness that is associated with the first two chakras is of a lower state. And they call this aspect the anima. And if you think about that, it's one letter away from being animal. This is the first stage of the Trinity, which represents the body. The word anima has many meanings and connotations, so we will add another one here. The anima is the physical, the base, the primal. The focus of the anima, according to spirit, is survival, food, drink, procreation, shelter, and play. Beings that hold this consciousness do not want to work or learn. They simply want to feed their appetites. They are forced to be beasts of burden, and so they are made to do work that they hate. They are taught to eat foods that make them better slaves, because you must understand that your food determines the quality of consciousness that you can carry. And I'll repeat that. Your food determines the quality of consciousness that you can carry. So the beasts in human form are fed foods that are filled with chemicals and toxins that cause them to be weak mentally, physically, and spiritually. The food is designed to keep you asleep and sick so that you need their doctors to feed you more poisons so your other 10 strands of DNA will never be activated. You need to hear me. Spirit says that what they learn, the beasts of burden, is only enough to perform a specific task and not to be free thinking or creative. So free thinking is discouraged among the beasts of burden, and creativity is frowned upon, because if these humans begin to activate their creative mind, which is the right side of the brain, they will begin to activate their DNA. So this is why you're discouraged from thinking on your own and why the arts have been removed from public education. They don't want you to awaken. So you see in the world that we live in a berating of people who do not follow the rules. This is a way of chastising you and discouraging you from listening to your higher self, your inner guidance. They berate and badmouth people who think for themselves. You also see a decline of the arts, especially at this time, with everything shut down. It's because when you want to keep a people in a survival state of consciousness, in a state of fear, then you must remove creativity. And the arts encourage creativity. So this is what you are witnessing at this very time on the planet, a removal of the arts because of this so-called virus. But in truth, they are the virus. These things are taking place on our planet today in an attempt to shut the awakening down. This is a devilish, evil plan to regain power over humanity once again. And everyone on this planet needs to wake up and listen to this podcast. Now, what I have described to you as the consciousness of the anima is what you see in people all around you. Creating this consciousness was intentional, and the dark rulers that took over the earth many, many thousands of years ago wanted humans to remain in a survival state of consciousness with only the first two chakras activated. But in order to keep this going, they must constantly create illusions that cause people to be in fear. This keeps them in a negative state of consciousness, and the fear lowers your vibration and causes the brain to go into a counterclockwise spin, which creates negative vortexes. And the person remains in this low state of consciousness, and they can only experience what they're vibrational match to. So you can see the prison that is created through the constant fear. This is why you cannot talk to a person who is in fear. They will not hear you because they are literally vibrating in another dimension. And what did I tell you about dimensions? We talked about this in our near-death experience classes online. And that is that the hearing is the first thing to go when you shift out of a dimension. It's just like when you fall into sleep, you can no longer hear. That's the first sense to go. And when people surround themselves in negativity via watching the news or listening to whatever negativity, they are literally surrounding themselves with negative vortexes, which create darkness. And these are the energies that enter into their mind, literally creating negative vortexes all around them. And the only thing they can experience at that point is what is vibrating on their level. So these people will only be able to experience negative things. And this is very deep, but you are witnessing this for yourself. So I want you to see it and understand it on a deeper level. Now, what I'm here to tell you is that you can break the negative polarity by moving into the creative mind. If you can help someone or yourself find joy in creating something positive in your life by dancing, singing, or whatever form of creativity that you choose, then you can help shift your awareness and raise it to a higher frequency. You can also help others do the same, but they still have to choose the positive path. They will return to their comfort zone of negativity if they don't choose to be there. So I told you in the beginning that the awakening is a personal experience, and everyone must choose their own path and their time to awaken. You have to become conscious of polarity, and then you must choose. So now let's talk for a minute about what's going on the planet. There are many teachings arising on the planet, and they are saying that there is no need to choose one path over the other because we are all one. And doesn't that just sound wonderful? Now, I'm here to tell you that this information is here to confuse you. The third dimension where we are is a place of choosing because it is a place of polarity. Light and dark, up and down. Oneness is what we are striving for, but that is within the sixth dimension. So we acknowledge that everything is one, but we find ourselves in the dimension of duality. And so we must choose light or darkness. We must choose which path we are going to move forward on. You cannot be on both paths at the same time. This is confusion. And remember, confusion is the tool of the devil. Don't ever forget that. You must choose, and that is why you are here on this earth. You must choose where you want to advance, either in darkness or in light. It's your choice. Through creativity and learning, you expand your consciousness. Through positive, empowering information, you get stronger and you grow. And so this means that through this positive path, you begin to move in a more polarized direction in your life. You see this and you will begin to manifest more of what you want when you're moving in that positive direction. The stronger you become in your positive light, the stronger your energy will rotate in a clockwise direction. This is the positive polarity. But you must remember that we do have both within us, and they must be balanced. Your left brain represents the counterclockwise spin because it breaks things down and analyzes them, not necessarily in the physical cells of the left brain, but it's in the activity of the mind that is connected to the left brain that is spinning counterclockwise, because the left brain is all about breaking problems down. So it has a negative polarity. And the right brain is the creative side. This is where you give birth to new ideas and inventions. You create from this side in your imagination or physically, and then you bring these things into form. This is the life-giving side of the brain, the right side, and it moves in a clockwise direction. So we have both polarities within us, and they must be balanced. But what's most important is how you use your power. Are you using it to manifest higher vibrations in your life? Are you figuring out how to live better? Are you using the power of your left brain to break the walls down that keep you from moving forward in your life? Think about it. Your mind can be used for good or for evil, and we all know this. So I'm encouraging you to use your mind in ways that will benefit you as well as the rest of humanity. Use your power to cause growth and expansion, because when you grow and expand in consciousness in positive ways, then you help to raise the vibration on the planet. And remember, expanding your consciousness does not necessarily have to be a positive direction, because you can learn many things that are not positive, and they would represent an expansion of consciousness. But those things would not raise your vibration. Only the path of light raises your vibration. You need to remember that. Now let's move to the next level of the Trinity. This is the level of soul integration, which happens within the mind. Remember that the first level, the anima, is compared to what spirit calls the caterpillar stage. So the second level, soul integration, can be compared to the cocoon stage. This is where you begin to integrate your new ideas that are being formed from the new information you are gathering. This information will spark your awakening, and this will be the point at which you become aware that you are more than your physical parts. Your consciousness expands and you become aware that you are a spiritual being having a physical experience. This is the stage of soul integration, because now you are aware that you have another aspect of yourself, which is unseen, and it is your soul self, and it is very powerful. On this level, you begin to integrate with your soul. This is where the soul literally enters the body, and this causes you to desire to learn and grow, which is something that the anima stage did not desire. When you're in the anima stage, you will not desire to learn and grow. Now, this becomes a mental activity at this point, and studying begins to connect you to your higher self, because the higher self can be found on the higher mental levels within the third dimension. You must begin to learn and grow in knowledge before you can integrate with your higher self. Now, what you must be aware of is that before you reach this point of soul integration, before this, you were an open vessel for dark entities to enter into your body. So people in the anima stage are open for possessions, literally. This is why you see people acting so crazy. They are literally being possessed by demons, and they don't even know it. We've all heard the saying, they're a body without a soul, and others say they are an empty vessel. It's because in the anima stage, you have not integrated with your soul yet, and there is a void. All souls do not enter the body as soon as the baby is born. This is an untruth. Some souls may not enter the body until much later in life. It could be around 11 or 12, 20 or 30. It just depends on the entity. When the being is ready to evolve, then there is a process of soul integration. But the body must be clean and healthy for the soul to enter. This is why they try to keep your diets full of toxins and preservatives and all these horrible things they're putting in the food and water. It's so that you will not be able to integrate with your soul. The body needs to be clean and healthy. It has to be strong enough to hold the higher energy of the soul. So there are many people that you see that are still on the anima level, and they are not integrated with their souls yet. They are empty vessels, and they are being possessed by dark forces because they have not entered into soul integration yet. And we are literally seeing people who are not in their right minds walking around. No matter what, doesn't matter how nice a person seems, if they have not moved into the second phase of soul integration, they are open vessels for darkness to move through. And for those of you who love the movie The Matrix, this is what Morpheus is telling Neo, that anyone who is still plugged into the Matrix is open for an agent to take over their body. They are still being ruled by darkness because they are easily possessed. There is still a void. They have not integrated with their souls yet. Now, what I want to say is that with wanderers and souls that have come to this planet to assist in the awakening, they usually come in with their souls already integrated, or they will integrate within the first couple years of their life. So as children, they are very aware of spiritual things or very intelligent, way beyond their years. They also come in with more DNA activated. So if this is you, then you don't have to worry about the possessions. But if you took a very long time to awaken, then this is a great possibility that you may have entity attachments. So you will need to clear and remove these entities from your energy body. But simply by raising your vibration, these entities will begin to detach from you, but they will try to keep you from raising your vibration. So if you're trying to stop smoking, they don't want you to stop smoking. If you're trying to stop drinking, they won't want you to stop drinking, or whatever it is. If you're taking drugs, these pharmaceutical drugs or other recreational drugs, they won't want you to stop doing that because this is how they hold on to your body, through these low vibrations. So this is a big problem on our planet today, but you just need to be conscious of it and fight for your freedom. Call on your angels and your higher self to help you. And that's what they're there for. That's your dream team. Now let's get back to the cocoon stage. On this second level, you begin to retreat from the world that you once believed was all there was. This is the transformation process, the integration of the soul. You will find yourself moving away from old friendships, partners, and beliefs that no longer serve you. You are now interested in learning and growing. You become aware that you are a powerful being that is able to create through focused thought. You begin to learn that thought is energy, and it creates through focused attention. You are now starting to awaken and to take your power back. This is the stage at which you will find this podcast. And the cocoon stage will last for many years, and it will be different for everyone. In this stage, you are preparing for your greater work in the world. So when you clear the cocoon stage, you will be ready to walk your soul path and complete your mission for coming to Earth. You are here to assist humanity in the awakening and in the healing process that is to come. And the final stage of the Trinity is the harmonizing of all three bodies. It is the renewal of the spirit. This is compared to the butterfly emerging from the cocoon. You are now a new person, no longer the old personality. So all will become new in your life. You will have new friends, a new direction that was not even imagined a few years ago. You will be a totally different person in many, many ways. And the people around you that have known you for many years will see and feel your transformation. They may even tell you that you are a very different person now. But it's like being reborn, and it is a rebirth. A rebirth on the soul level. This path of transformation and evolution is not easy. It begins with choosing a positive polarity and then by creating positive vortexes in your life. And the very best way to create positive vortexes is through following your passion and your joy. And by removing low vibrations from your environment, you can plant crystals in your yard and around the building that you live in, place the intention of light within them to raise the vibration of the earth, have your home and office space doused. These are things that you really must do in order to clear the negative vortexes that are being created around you in your environment. You must free yourself from all forms of negativity and begin to follow your heart. This is where the higher vibrational path of your soul is born. You are a spiritual being on a very powerful journey within a physical form. So you are encouraged to create positive energy in every way in your life, to strengthen that form and to give you courage by connecting you with your higher self. Create joy in all that you do and become conscious of the polarity of everything that is around you. Study the foods that you eat. Be conscious of the environment that you live in and be conscious of the polarity and vortexes that are all around you. Remind yourself constantly that you want to be surrounded by positive energy. And I promise you, when you start changing the energy in your environment and in your body, then you will begin to step into your power and start manifesting your dreams. You are only as powerful as your vessel is. So take care of your body and your mind so that you can create positive, powerful vortexes in your life, and they will draw all good things to you. Many blessings to you, light family. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.